just one halakha and the laws that we are learning of paying wages and workers on time. The question is, what if the person makes a partial payment, which means he owes $1,000, so he gives him $800, which is the majority of the amount that's owed, and then the day passes. Does the fellow transgress the sin of notanim? You're not allowed to delay the wages of a worker. So according to the halakha, even though a person paid partially, and even though he paid the majority, so long as he does not pay in full what the worker is entitled to, the employer or the person that's paying is over the sin of notalin pe'olat sechir etecha ad boker. It happens a lot when a person hires a contractor and he does work. The job is done, and the fellow admits the job is done, and it's satisfactory, and it's complete. We're not talking about over here where something is still unfixed or unfinished. He shakes the guy's hand, Hazaka Baruch. He says, where's my money? So I'm going to give it to you in a few months. I just want to make sure that everything works. I don't want to pay you too quickly. I want to have a little insurance to make sure that everything over here is going to last. According to the halakha, this is asur. Once the job is done, one must pay in full. He cannot use as a leverage to hold back wages unless the job was not completed. Then, of course, he can hold back. But if he's admitting the job was done and it's done to his satisfaction, so he has to pay. He cannot say, I'm going to hold it back until a few months, unless it was stipulated from the beginning. So if a person is concerned that maybe the job that was done, you know, is not going to last for too long, he can tell the contractor from day one, listen, but the day you finish, I'm going to pay you this amount, but I'm holding back 10% for another 2 months just to make sure that everything is working, that everything is proper. I don't want you to run away with my money and you're not going to come back to do any repairs. If he agrees, he agrees. You can do whatever you want. But if it wasn't stipulated in the beginning, then everyone has a problem. That's why it's very important when it comes to all these transactions is to communicate with the person that you're dealing with. As long as he says, I don't have a problem, pay me as you wish, it's okay if you're a little late, then you're exonerated from all these issunim. However, if you don't speak it out, then without even thinking you're doing something wrong, say, what do you mean? I'm paying him the money, I just want to hold it for a couple of more weeks. Then how special a person can be over these very serious transgressions.